self-portrait as girl being led on. I watched them do it, their small, fat fingers taking to the swell of chest a blunt scalpel, and peeling, no, sawing into stomach, their fitful curiosity, the frog's glass eye staring outward and empty, staring toward the very mouths of schoolboys who entered so brutally the crevice, the abdomen's silenced bell. How gingerly they lifted intestine, kidney, the heart's own gray bead, placed them side by side on the table, their pens marking quadrants, angles. Here we have stripped the body's interior. Here we have mapped progress in the form of a thievery. When was it that I looked at the frog's poor brain, feeling the animal of my blood shift around the hush of a shared current, an electric storm's spark gathered between fingers that worked at buttons, zippers, teased from lip a word, any word, to signal a nerve's calm, and there we sat on the twin bed, pulsing, held a bundle of knives in our hands, marked the fastest entry, the cleanest cut. I watched him take with his arms the lung, liver, the vein's long thread, place them side by side on blankets, on pillows lined with the excess of my need, that cruel tenet of promise. I didn't realize that when they kill them, the frogs, they do it painless as a needle slipped through the neck's soft dip, the point of severance saved for those who look only forward to the palm's safest weight. What do they hear other than the quick snap, the voided sense? I didn't know to enter through that door meant there would be no swift exit, no closure or stitch. I didn't know that when the boys had finished their movement, their hour, they would simply unpin the frog's feet, the wrists, and drop it down into the bin.